Here is Chapter 6 of Rise 2, written in full and continuing cleanly from Chapters 1 to 5. This chapter introduces information and computation without metaphor, mysticism, or importing computer science as an authority. Chapter 6. Why Stable Systems Process Information. The previous chapter ended with a shift. History is no longer just something that happens to structure. At sufficient complexity, structure begins to manage its history. When that happens, information appears. Information is not a substance. Information is often treated as a thing. It is not. Information is a relationship between possible states, actual states, and the constraints that limit transitions between them. A system has information only insofar as its present state restricts its future behavior in a reliable way. Why organization forces information processing? Consider an organization that must persist. It faces noise, disturbance, delay, internal error. To survive, it must detect deviation, distinguish signal from noise, respond selectively. These requirements force the system to process information. Not metaphorically. Structurally. Computation without computers. Computation, at its core, is the transformation of constrained states according to rules that preserve meaning. No silicon is required. A chemical network computes when concentrations encode state. Reactions implement transitions. Outcomes bias future behavior. A mechanical regulator computes when positions encode deviation. Feedback enforces correction. Computation appears whenever survival requires discrimination and response. Why random reaction is not enough? A purely reactive system responds only to the present. Such systems fail when delays matter. Disturbances overlap. Correction must be anticipatory. Survivable organizations must incorporate information from the past to shape the future. This is the minimal definition of prediction. Memory as a functional requirement. Memory is not an add-on. It is the cheapest solution to a structural problem. To avoid repeating eliminated failures, a system must retain traces of past states. Bias transitions away from them. Even the simplest memory suffices. Perfect memory is unnecessary. Too much memory is destabilizing. What survives is just enough. Error correction as a structural necessity. As organization deepens, error accumulates faster than it can be avoided. At this point, error correction becomes unavoidable. Error correction detects inconsistency, restores acceptable states, limits propagation. It does not aim for perfection. It aims for survival. This is not optimization. It is damage control. Why information has a cost? Information is not free. Storing it requires physical structure, consumes energy, introduces fragility. Processing it adds delay, adds failure modes, increases complexity. Only information that improves survivability is retained. Everything else is eliminated. When information shapes structure. At first, information merely stabilizes structure. Later, it begins to shape it. Structures reorganize themselves to improve discrimination. Shorten response loops. Isolate failure. At this point, information is no longer passive. It becomes architectural. Why this is still physics compatible? Nothing here violates physical law. Information processing respects conservation, obeys locality, incurs energetic cost. No new principles are added. We are still watching elimination operate, now on ways of handling history. The boundary of this chapter. This chapter establishes why information processing is unavoidable. Computation is structural, not metaphorical. Memory is required for persistence. What it has not yet shown is how information begins to replicate. Replication changes everything. Closing sentence. Stable systems process information because ignorance is fragile. If you want next, I can write Chapter 7, Memory as a Survivor. Connect this explicitly to thermodynamics and entropy. Or insert a formal interlude for readers who want equations without breaking tone. Just say how you'd like to proceed.